This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Country observing the 14th Lok Tantra Day today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expresses gratitude to China and India for sending necessary health equipment. Socialist Party and Rashtriya Janata Party agree to unify, and all of Germany's states announce plans to make face masks compulsory to battle the spread of coronavirus. Now the news in detail. The 14th Lok Tantra Day is being observed in memory of the Day of Restoration of Democracy following the 19-day People's Movement. Although formal programs are not being organized due to the lockdown imposed for the prevention of coronavirus infection, Democracy Day has great importance as the power snatched by the then king was restored due to the power of people's movement on this very day. The then king Gyanendra had reinstated the parliament 14 years ago on Baisakh 11, 2063 Bikram Samvat. A 12-point comprehensive peace accord was signed between the then agitating Seven Alliance and the then rebel side CPN Maoist after Gyanendra took a consecutive executive power on March 19, 2061 Bikram Samvat. The demands of the People's Movement were reinstatement of the dissolved parliament and end of monarchy. The parliament was reinstated on the same day, that is Baisakh 11, 2063 Bikram Samvat, after hundreds of people took to the street under the leadership of the then President of Nepali Congress, Giriraj Prasad Koirala. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has thanked the Indian and Chinese governments for providing various medical supplies. Prime Minister Oli took to the Twitter yesterday to thank both the neighbouring governments. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli also held telephone conversation with President of Cyprus, Nikos Anastasiades, and took note of the condition of Nepali students and Nepali nationals working in various businesses in Cyprus. During the conversation, President of Cyprus, Nikos, assured that Nepalese living there did not face any trouble. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel has said that the government will decide on lockdown model to be implemented after Baisakh 15 after evaluating the situation of the coronavirus outbreak in the country. Talking to Radio Nepal, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said the government would reach to the conclusion after reviewing the one-month lockdown period. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel further stressed on the need of unity and cooperation at this time of crisis. With three new infections detected yesterday, the total number of people infected by coronavirus has reached 45 in the country, according to the Ministry of Health and Population. During the regular press meet yesterday, the ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikasdev Koda said preparations were underway to send the three infected men found yesterday to Dharan. They were tested positive via the swab test held at BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences. So far, 40,431 suspected people have been tested for COVID-19 across the country. Socialist Party and Rashtriya Janata Party have agreed to merge into a single party. According to an agreement paper issued by the two parties yesterday, a joint meeting of the two parties had agreed to unify into a single party. The joint meeting also decided to name the unified party as People's Socialist Party. The new party will use the white and green flag with a star in the middle, which is currently being used by the Socialist Party, while the party election symbol will be the umbrella, which was used during the elections by Rashtriya Janata Party. Meanwhile, news have surfaced that a few parliamentarians of the Socialist Party, including party vice chair Renu Yadav, are readying to form a new party by splitting with the original Socialist Party. Prime Minister and Communist Party Chair KP Sharma Oli and another chair, Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, held discussion with the federal parliamentarians representing three states on the matters related to lockdown and ordinances on the occasion of the Party Establishment Day yesterday. In a briefing made with the federal parliamentarians from Far Western Province, Province No. 1 and Bagmati Province, from Prime Minister's official residence yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said it was obvious for the government to introduce ordinances at a time when there was no parliamentary session. Prime Minister Oli said it was the regular and general business of the government to bring ordinances, so there was no matter for disputes. On the occasion, the Prime Minister said the ordinance was introduced not for breaking the party and there was no need to harbour any confusion. The Prime Minister also said that since the Constitutional Commission was without office bearers, the ordinance related to Constitutional Council was brought to make them functional. During the briefing, Prime Minister Oli had asked the lawmakers to inform him if any problem had emerged due to the enforcement of lockdown in their respective provinces and noted it would continue with further restriction until it, meaning the lockdown, would continue with a further restriction till the COVID-19 infection came to control. The Prime Minister is scheduled to hold a similar briefing to the federal lawmakers representing remaining states today. He is scheduled to hold briefing at 10:30 a.m. with the lawmakers from province number 2, at 3 p.m. with province number 4, that is the Gandaki province, and at 6 p.m. with province number 6, that is the Karnali province. Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal said the government was working seriously to control the spread of coronavirus and solve all other health problems. Receiving the personal protective equipment PPE boots provided by Panchakanya Group and Rotary Club Kathmandu at the ministry yesterday, Minister Dhakal said people from all professions could extend help to boost the morale of medical and health professionals. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has summoned its Central Executive Committee meeting for coming April 29. The meeting, to be held at the party's central office in Sanipa, will discuss contemporary political issues, including the ordinances introduced by the government and its effort to prevent and control the COVID-19 infection in the country. The opposition parties, including main opposition Nepali Congress, have demanded that a federal parliament meeting should be called at the earliest. Various opposition parties, including Nepali Congress, Rashtriya Janata Party, Nepal Samajwadi Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, at a meeting called by Nepali Congress, demanded calling federal parliament meeting, stating that the ordinances brought by the government had hurt the spirit of the constitution of the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबु
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबु
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to more news now. Journalist and novelist Peter J. Karthak passed away yesterday at the age of 77. He was receiving treatment at Harisiddhi Hospital in Lalitpur for the last 2 weeks. According to the family sources, Karthak died at around 5:30 a.m. yesterday morning of a heart attack. Born in Shillong, India, Karthak completed his studies in Darjeeling. He came to Kathmandu in his early 30s and since then made Nepal his home. His novel Pratek Thau Pratek Manche won the Saja Puraskar in 1978. It was later translated into English as Every Place, Every Person. Karthak had also worked for different English national dailies like the Kathmandu Post, the Himalayan Times and Republica. Mata Tirtha Aunshi or Mother's Day is being celebrated across the country today by honoring mothers for their sacrifice, love and affection to their children. The festival is celebrated with people offering sweets, fruits and gifts to their mothers and receiving blessings from them. It usually falls on the new moon as per the lunar calendar. On this special day, people who have lost their mothers go to religious sites, take a dip in Holy Pond or River and offer religious offerings to their deceased mother. Various fairs also used to take place during the day in different religious locations across the country. However, all have been cancelled, including the Mata Tirtha Fair held at Chandagiri Municipality, Ward No. 6, Mata Tirtha, due to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to temporarily suspend the approval of some green cards. Trump said the order, which contains a number of exemptions, is to last for 16 days and then could be extended. Trump said the policy was designed to protect American workers' jobs in an economy pummeled by the coronavirus. Critics accused him of using the pandemic as cover to ram through long-sought hardline immigration policies ahead of November's election. The hundreds of thousands of temporary work visas issued by the U.S. each year will not be affected by the 60-day pause. Also exempt are spouses and young children of American citizens, green card applicants currently already in the United States, and those seeking entry to work as doctors, nurses, or healthcare professionals. But the measure is expected to curtail the practice of green card holders sponsoring their extended families, which the president calls chain migration. The president's order is expected to face legal challenges. All of Germany's states have announced plans to make face masks compulsory to combat the spread of coronavirus. Berman became the final federal region to back the measure, with its Senate set to confirm the decision on Friday. Mask use will be compulsory on public transport throughout Germany, and nearly all states will have to wear face masks mandatorily when shopping. Chancellor Angela Merkel strongly recommended their use last week when she eased lockdown rules nationwide. Different countries have issued different guidance on the use of face masks. Austria made them compulsory when shopping at the start of this month, but on Wednesday, Switzerland confirmed it would not make its citizens wear masks as it loosened its restrictions. The head of the World Health Organization has said there were worrying upward trends in early epidemics in parts of Africa and Central and South America, warning that the virus will be with us for a very long time. More than 2.5 million people around the world have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. As per the data compiled by the Johns Hopkins University, at least 178,000 have died, with the U.S. accounting for about a quarter of all deaths. The United Nations is warning global hunger could double as a result of coronavirus pandemic, putting 265 million people at risk. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Thunderstorm accompanied with lightning, gusty winds and hail is likely to occur at one or two places of the western hilly region and at a few places of the eastern and central regions. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 22.7 degrees Celsius and minimum of 11.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Country observing the 14th Loktantra Day today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli expresses gratitude to China and India for sending necessary health equipment. Socialist Party and Rashtriya Janata Party agree to unify. And all of Germany's states announce plans to make face masks compulsory to battle the spread of coronavirus. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. For more news and information regarding the COVID-19 cases, keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.